capitalism. Yesterday, Winning Our Future, a pro-Newt Gingrich super PAC, released a 28-minute film titled When Mitt Romney Came to Town, attacking the former Massachusetts governor's record as the chief executive officer of the private equity firm he founded, Bain Capital. Here's a clip from the trailer. That's right, I said the trailer of the film.
Mitt Romney became CEO of Bain Capital the day the company was formed. His mission? To reap massive rewards for himself and his investors.
So that's the premise in this Newt Gingrich supported, or at least a super PAC that supports Newt Gingrich financed this film. What are they talking about here, though? An investment banker who gets into a program, a company called Bain Capital, that's more concerned about investors than it is workers. Isn't that capitalism? Joining us now, Dean Baker, co-director of the Center for Economic and Policy Research. Good morning to you.
Good morning.
So, first of all, it's a little bit ironic that this kind of critique is coming from the Newt Gingrich corner of the world, wouldn't you say?
Oh, quite a bit. I mean, this is a man who's trumpeted, you know, market economy, free market capitalism, and now he's appalled by the fact that people are trying to make a profit, they're trying to make money. It's certainly more than a bit ironic.
And, you know, but it does make the point, and we've said on this program many, many times, that the issue of wealth disparity in the United States is not something that relates to Republicans or Democrats particularly. It seems to me there would be people in Occupy Wall Street who would find real common ground with this film that talks about what investors in private equity have as their priority. It doesn't necessarily seem to be American communities.
Well, that's exactly right, and they're real important issues. And, you know, hopefully these will be raised, if not in the course of the primary, in the course of the general election, because there are fundamental issues here. You know, how does private equity make money? And clearly, you know, obviously Mr. Romney is very successful. His company, Bain Capital, is very successful. They made lots of money. Now, did they do that in a way that was good for the economy, good for the country? Well, obviously there are people that were losers, and, you know, that's going to be true in any case, so you can't necessarily say that makes it bad. But you have to look at the net record. You know, is he strengthening companies? Were there more winners than losers? And also, a lot of private equity, and I can't say this is true of of Bain Capital. I haven't looked at it closely enough. A lot of private equity is about financial engineering. So they do things like load companies with debt. What that means is that instead of having dividend payments that are taxable, they have interest payments that are tax-free. There's a lot of other tricks like that that allow the companies to gain, in effect, at the expense of taxpayers, sometimes playing games with workers' pensions. There's a lot of things like that. They go into bankruptcy and basically screw the creditors. Those are not good for the economy. That might make the company rich, but that's not helping the economy.
And it's a far cry from actually building a factory in some town in Cleveland, Ohio, to make silicon chips, you know, some sort of entrepreneurial tsunami that the private equity is financing. We're talking with Dean Baker, a co-director of the Center for Economic and Policy Research. He's talking to us from Washington. Listen to Mitt Romney here talking about, I think in some sense, people like you, Dean. Listen, here's Mitt Romney speaking at Iowa State University about a couple of months ago.
I know there's some people in Washington that don't understand how the free economy works. They think if you invest in a business, it's always going to go well. And they don't always go well. But I'm very proud of the fact that I learned about how you can be successful in an enterprise, why we lose jobs, how we gain jobs. And overall, in those 100 businesses we invested in, tens of thousands of jobs, net-net, were created.
Now, I'm not going to ask you to fact check the tens of thousands of jobs, but what do you make of his approach? You win some, you lose some. That's the private equity business. Is he right about that?
Well, he's right about that, but the question is, when you lose in a sense that when the business loses, are you also losing? Let me just try and explain sort of as quickly as possible. A game private equity often plays is they do asset stripping. So let's say we have a profitable factory. You know, it might not be hugely profitable, but they're covering their costs, paying out a modest dividend to shareholders year by year. Private equity comes in. They sell off the land. The factory leases back the land. They sell off other assets. They, in effect, create phony companies or shell companies. They own the land, they own the assets. Then they go, guess what? Now we're bankrupt. And they tell the creditors, hey, you're out of luck. Well, the company might look like a loser. The factory might look like a loser. But in some cases, the private equity company may still win in that deal. That's not good for the economy. And oftentimes, that's the sort of story you're looking at. Again, whether Bain Capital did that, I don't know. But private equity companies do often do that.
Right. Thanks for making the distinction, because we don't know precisely what sorts of transactions Bain did in all of its transactions. I guess my final question to you, or for the next couple of minutes, is Do you admire Newt Gingrich for starting this debate down in South Carolina, where his ad buy has this film in heavy rotation?
Well, you know, I'm glad he raised the issue. You know, it's Newt is an incredible character. You know, I admire him as a skillful politician. You know, the fact he took over the House for the Republicans in 94 was an amazing feat. As much as I might have been on the other side of it, you have to respect that. He's a very opportunistic, very clever politician. I can't avoid saying it just reeks of tremendous hypocrisy. I mean, I can't believe there's a single thing that Romney's done in his career that, you know, Gingrich would have shied away from given the opportunity. But, you know, these are issues that have to be raised. He might not be raising it the best way, but, you know, it's good to call attention to it.
Maybe the more serious point, though, is why hasn't the American left raised this point on a national level, maybe the Democratic Party even, maybe President Obama? This may have more sticking power than anything the left has come up with.
Absolutely. I'd say there's two reasons. One is, you know, some of President Obama's closest backers or most influential backers are doing the same thing. I saw Stephen Ratner at a piece, I think it was in Politico, who himself is a private equity person, saying everything Romney did was fine.
Ratner was the former car czar, right? The auto czar.
Exactly, exactly. So that's one reason. The other is a lot of people don't understand this. You know, it gets very complicated. I can't say I understand. You know, private equity, the whole point is it is private. They're not disclosing. It's not like, you know, if we want to know what General Motors did last year, you know, we had all sorts of things, public disclosure. Private equity, very little that's on the table. So you really have to do your homework. Not a lot of people have done that.
Well, we're grateful that it's actually in the debate down in the South Carolina primary, courtesy of Newt Gingrich, ironic or not. Dean Baker, co-director of the Center for Economic and Policy Research, talking about private equity, Bain Capital, and the presidential campaign. Thanks so much, Dean.
Thanks for having me on.
This is Ira Flatow, host of Science Friday. For over 30 years, the Science Friday team has been reporting high-quality science and technology news, making science fun for curious people by covering everything from the outer reaches of space to the rapidly changing world of AI to the tiniest microbes in our bodies. Audiences trust our show because they know we're driven by a mission to inform and serve listeners first and foremost with important news they won't get anywhere else. And our sponsors benefit from that halo effect. For more information on becoming a sponsor, visit sponsorship.wnyc.org.